My car is with my key, then I'm not going to ever go up to my car and pick my shoe up and try to open it. But if I'm not sure, then I keep trying various things. So that's how you can tell when you really got it. Because when you really got it, you're consistent. When you don't have it, you're still trying different things.
Trying everything.
Right. So if I really accepted now that love is real, and I really accepted that peace is the way, and I really don't want to attack people, then I'm going to be demonstrating that. And that's why I won't be there when it arrives, because I'm living it. But just sitting back thinking it, but at the same time never demonstrating it, then you're just setting yourself up.
You got to be it.
That's the level of consciousness that you're on is the level of being. How you be? You know, you be cool, right? Yeah. But first you have to make the decision that you are cool. See, that's the first thing we're going to do tonight. We have to go, I am great. Now, don't worry about belief yet. Belief is not necessary at this point. The only thing that's necessary at this point is to just entertain the idea. Just entertain the idea. Light it in, sit it on the sofa, and entertain it.
Woo!
I'm entertaining the idea. Great. You know what I'm saying? I'm entertaining it. That's how that girl kept King Kong from killing her. She entertained it. In that movie, those who saw that movie know what I'm talking about. King Kong had grabbed the lady and took her through the woods. And you're talking about having a bad day. You think you got problems. That King Kong swoop your butt up, you know what I'm saying? And you hoping and pray King Kong don't want to make love to you, you know. So, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's the way someone talks to you that loves you. And that's the only way he's talked to me in 6 years. He said, be yourself, brother.
Be yourself, brother. I mean, you might have a feeling, but I loved it.
Well, you... So I'm gonna stop here. So you can count on me keeping my word about what time the class starts and what time it stops. Because I think we got a good point. So I want to have time enough to like take a couple of minutes to do some chants.
Yeah.
And to allow. Now, when I do chants, please feel free to not join in. I really mean that, because I know a lot of times I've gone to gatherings and all I wanted to do was sit back and listen, but I would make myself feel pressured to participate outwardly, and I really actually could participate more inwardly because I really was enjoying what was going on, but I just didn't feel like outwardly doing it. So sometimes it's good to just listen to someone say loving truths to you. And then those of you who feel like actually joining in, that's cool too. But we're going to a bigger place together now. And I want to invite you to go with me.
Okay.
I'm going
with you. I'm going to invite you to go with me. Sunday, 1 o'clock, I'll be coming back to do another episode. And David is doing a great Sunday morning service. So thank you. Thank you for valuing us enough to do it in a way that really, really makes a difference in our physical world. Okay, y'all awesome. And those who don't do money, you still cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I never watched the Love Offering basket ever. First one time I did that and I got depressed and I almost killed myself. So I don't look at the Love Offering basket as a gold mine. But
is that how you always face?
Yeah, I always face that way. I never look. You notice that?
Yeah.
I never look.
You thought you were talking to Jesus.
No. Because I don't look. Because I want to always remind myself that I'm sustained by the love of God.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the energy. It's not really just about money. But I just would be lying if I didn't say that money didn't help. I'm not going to be that hypocritical. I refuse to be hypocritical. I want it all. And I try to give from my heart and let it come through me as best I possibly can, so that I'm not asking for something and I'm not trying to give something equally from my heart in return. And so I love sharing the Course in Miracles. I got 25 years of this stuff under my belt, and I'm bursting to let it out. And so we're getting ready to take a ride.
And you are letting it out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm letting it out. Yeah. You feel like I'm letting it out?
Yeah.
And I know I'm not everybody's taste, and I can't taste everybody.
I don't know. What? Say
what? I said I know I'm not everybody's taste.
I thought I heard you right.
Yeah. And in case you haven't noticed, I love to say outrageous things.
Yeah. So. That's the only reason I come.
I used to. Thank you. I used to have a Friday evening Course in Miracles nightclub in Memphis, where I convert the center that I had into like a club on Friday nights, and then I would come out and do R-rated course. Which was simply just Course in Miracles, where I felt totally uncensored and wasn't nobody going, he said that kind of word, he meant to say. So I give him a chance to like cool it, you know what I'm saying? But then the raw folk come, the raw truth folk come in the room, and we have a friggin' ball because we feel so innocent about whatever we say and however we express ourselves verbally. Nothing raunchy or weird happens. It's just a real freedom of communication that happens. And you're not really feeling safe with nobody that you think before you talk.
Oh, that's so true.
You know, you want to weed your friends out, who are the ones that you go, should I say this? Those aren't your friends. Your friends are the one you go, what did he take? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those are your friends, but the ones you go, because you said you have friends who you know you love each other, but they don't know you. Because you know that if you really were to express your complete personality, it would freak them out, and you love them so much that you're gonna spare them that fear.
Yeah.
And that's a loving thing to do.
Yeah.
That's a loving thing to do. That's a loving thing to do. But then in the meantime, don't deny yourself those people who you don't have to do that with, because you create faster with them.
Yeah.
You create faster with them. The people I can talk to about astrology, numerology, all kind of metaphysics that I don't feel any kind of judgment, those are the people that you move the fastest in your innocence and in your growth with. And that's the kind of class we're going to have, this kind of group we're going to have. It's going to be one where people walk in that door and they go, oh, I'm home. I can relax now. You know, I'm safe. You know, it's like, and we'll create that. We're coming together right now to decide for that innocence in each other. Okay, so here we go. Just close your eyes just for a second. Let me give you a couple of minutes. I just think it'd be good to bring the plane in for a landing.
Yes.
I have one.
I don't want you to jump out, you know.
Is it going to be soft or funky?
I don't know. I let the Holy Spirit decide. I'm not playing it. I'm just pushing the button and I'm letting it be whatever it is. Because I found that when I go for what I know, I end up doing the same thing over and over again. So just breathe. Merry Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of our innocence, our power, our love into this world. I want you to join with me. Join with me. I decide for your innocence. Would you join with me in that decision for your innocence? Join with me in my decision for your innocence. Join with me in my decision for your innocence. Join with me in my decision for your innocence. Join with me in my decision for my innocence. Join with me in my decision for my innocence. Join with me in my decision for my innocence. Join with me in my decision. minds join with me in my decision for my peace. Join with me in my decision for my peace. Join with me in my decision for your peace. Join with me in my decision for my peace. Join with me in my decision for your peace. Join with me in my decision for my peace. Join with me in my decision for your peace. Join with me in my decision for my peace. Join with me in my decision for your peace. Join with me in my decision for your wealth. Join with me in my decision for my wealth. Join with me in my decision for your wealth. Join with me in my decision for my health. My love, your love, my peace, your peace. Before your appreciation of the greatness in yourself, your poor appreciation of yourself and any little offering that you're giving to yourself will fade away. I appreciate myself. 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 I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate myself. I appreciate you. I appreciate myself. I appreciate you. I appreciate myself. Now, those who don't mind joining with me out loud, saying it, let's hear each other. And those who want to listen, feel innocent about listening and let it go through us and through you. I appreciate myself. I appreciate 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 you. I appreciate myself. Okay, as we say that, I'm going to welcome Earl back. Come on back into your body now. I appreciate you allowing you to use you to allow love to come through you. I appreciate you, Earl. I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me use your body to bring love into the world. I want to thank everyone in here for letting themselves be open to the love going through them. Thank you for letting the love come through you. Thank you for letting the love come through you. Thank you for letting the love come through you. Thank you, 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 thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. May the course